8 months ago, Governor Polis signed an executive order creating an office with a name that initially made some lawmakers laugh.
The Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare will form the beating heart of our efforts to reduce patient costs for hospital stays, for expenses.
And at his request, Democratic lawmakers also approved a $75,000 raise for Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera to lead the effort.
There's a lot of departments across state government that handle health care, but there's been no office until today dedicated to helping us save money on health care.
But Polis is overlooking what some of his predecessors have already done. Governor Bill Ritter signed an executive order a decade ago, also creating an office that would, quote, improve the quality of health care and contain costs.
This is our lobby area.
And inside a Cherry Creek skyscraper, you'll find 24 people who are still working in the Center for Improving Value in Healthcare, or CIVIC.
Our organization is providing data that would inform how they want to actually put policies into place and put programs into place that could actually save people money, as the name implies.
Carrie Frank is the communications director. She says their goals are pretty much identical to the new office Polis created.
Improving healthcare in general, improving the quality of care and improving lives, and then also lowering the cost.
CIVIC was a government entity until 2011, when another governor, John Hickenlooper, signed his own executive order saying it was successful enough to stand on its own as a nonprofit. But it's still receiving state money, more than $4 million this year, for a variety of efforts.
We're ramping up what we're providing for all state agencies, not just the governor's office or Medicaid, but the Division of Insurance, you know, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
But their data is helping to lower costs. Frank cites a hospital in Walsenburg that lowered the number of people visiting its ER.
They were getting a lot of people, like 7 o'clock and later, coming in, and most of them were on Medicaid and they had jobs where they couldn't take time off during the day, and so they were coming to the ER as their source of care, essentially. So they decided that they needed to expand their primary care office hours for the outpatient clinic that they had.
Consumers can also access the information to find out which medical facility is offering the lowest price for, say, a knee replacement around the state. All this might have you wondering, what's the difference between this office and the one Governor Polis created?
So that was simply a data solution. It was one of the things that can be actually helpful in reducing costs of healthcare. What Bill Ritter did is essentially establish CIVIC, which is an all-payer claims database that our Office of Saving People Money can use that information. Insurers, Division of Insurance, Commissioner, all of those folks. There's no question that that was a constructive step, only insofar as we use that data, but it is very helpful to have that data out there from the CIVIC system that is the all claims database.
What does this office look like day to day, and what are the things you guys are working on?
Really, what it does is we focus on coordinating between all the different agencies that oversee healthcare. Healthcare is really big. So the question is, how can we do more, make our dollars go further, look at the cost drivers, whether it's hospital fees, the fact that we pay 5 to 8 times as much for the same prescription drug, too much for insurance, all of those different things. And we want to coordinate that in one area where we can apply that lens of saving people money across all the different areas of healthcare.
Polis says the Office of Saving People Money on Healthcare has held 14 listening sessions around the state to explore a public health insurance option. Lawmakers think it could increase competition in the market and lower costs. It's expected to come up in the next legislative session starting in January. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.